the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
You're on the radio program that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Hey, welcome in. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. And I'm Joe Galewski. Good to have you here today. To reach Dr. Mike on the phone, 877-711-5211. Email is udocs@gmail.com. We've got some email questions Dr. Mike will handle here in a minute. And good to have you with us. Now, listen, we're spreading the news today, and I hope you're as excited as we are that we are now on iHeartRadio Talk. Now, iHeartRadio Talk's a great way to experience your favorite shows like this one and personalities like Dr. Mike and hear what's going on in the world of health today. So what you do is add Radio MD or You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a special news and update station that you can customize. And you can try it out for free. You go to iHeartRadio.com and download the app or use it on the web. For example, if you use it on the web, click Talk in the main menu and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're excited, and I hope you are too. iHeartRadio Talk and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show is part of that. At 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? If you have a skin rash, we have something for you to blame it on. Could be a lotion or deodorant. Also, toxic hair dyes. Dr. Ginsberg wants to say a few things about that. School lunches, we'll talk about those. And the green buildings of the future, the smog-fighting green buildings of the future. That'll be Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 minutes after the hour. Let's get into the Pepsi class action lawsuit, Dr. Mike, a $9 million class action lawsuit that PepsiCo is involved in. What are the details?
Well, what do you think? Are naked juices all natural?
Naked juices meaning no gunk in them, no preservatives, no bad stuff in them?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's really what it's about. So this was a lawsuit filed by a number of both environmental and individuals looking at naked juices. And naked juices is a brand of juice, in case you're not familiar, that Pepsi has marketed. And there are a number of things that came up. So the FDA warned 15 companies about their claims on fraudulent products. The FDA has warned about menthol cigarettes. This one is a study. This is a group of potential products that have a, how do I call it, a label of all natural, but they aren't. And so the threat of this $9 million lawsuit got, and it wasn't a threat, they actually filed the lawsuit. But when they did that, the Pepsi stopped the action.
Okay, when something is considered or called or labeled natural, you should probably look at what's in the bottle, what's in the box that may indicate it's not. What are some things you look for when you read a label, and even if it says all natural?
Well, you know, even if it's all natural, we don't consider it naturally or perfectly good, because remember, arsenic and cyanide are all natural. But the what you look for is there a list of ingredients, and what's in the ingredients? Is it flavors? So in this case, Pepsi gave the false impression, is the lawsuit, that beverages' vitamin content was due to nutritious fruits and juices rather than added synthetic compounds such as calcium pantothenate, fibersol 2, a synthetic digestion-resistant fiber produced by Archer Daniel Midland, fructooligosaccharides, inulin, etc. So there were 11 different chemicals in some of these naked fruit naked juice containers. But in fact, some of them are really good and healthy. So the fact that they had to drop the all-natural label doesn't mean that the product isn't good. conversely, something that is all natural, doesn't, such as you could have cyanide or arsenic, doesn't mean it is all good. So look, actually read the ingredient label, and if it's got things you don't recognize the name of and you can't look up easily, then I would say avoid it.
Hey, before I came in to do the show today, I was watching an infomercial, a 30-minute infomercial about a juicer. You like those things? Are those good things, juicers, where you cram all the fruits and vegetables in this thing and kind of meshes it all up and it comes out a juice?
You know, I like eating the raw fruit, but in fact, when you go to or the raw vegetables, one of the problems with juicers is that you can get too much sugar and don't get enough of the fiber, and so you absorb the sugar too fast and you raise your blood sugar level. But if you have a lot of vegetables in there, such as kale and the green vegetables, you tend not to raise the blood sugar too fast, and it is very effective, and they're wonderful things. So I suppose it's like a knife. You can misuse it by stabbing someone, or you can use it really effectively to cut up vegetables and make them more desirable. So I look at it as you can do good or bad. We usually teach how to juice, if you will, but juice with fruit, and juice with vegetables more than with fruit.
How about an email from Marie in New Haven, Connecticut? Marie wants to know, well, she says, I'm upset with how many kids, including mine, and how many parents, including me, are overweight and out of shape. I'd like to get something started in our community to help fight this. Any suggestions on how to begin?
The answer, if you will, is it's very tough to begin. And Joe, when you ask me these questions, you're going to have to give me a better hint on where they're from, because, such as the date they came from, so that I can, at least which one, because I've answered these, and I don't want to give an answer on the phone, on the radio, that is different than I answered it individually to Marie. So, give me a hint.
That's interesting to me because you have one of the most photographic minds I've ever met. I've ever known. Is there a date on this? I don't know if I see a date on the question.
Okay. Well, anyway, go ahead. Try me in another one.
Okay. Question number two. Let's pick one here. I'm six. This is from Darlene in Charlotte. Let's get this one in. Darlene says, I'm 60 pounds overweight and have type 2 diabetes. I want to get healthier, but I just read that it doesn't matter what I do, I'm still headed for health problems. Is it really a waste of time to diet and exercise? That's from Darlene.
Well, Darlene, it isn't a waste of time because there are a lot of complications that occur with diabetes, and chronically high blood sugar damages your cardiovascular system and your nervous system, and over time your blood can't deliver the healing oxygen, nutrients, and immune system factors that lower your blood sugar and that make all the complications less common. So in fact, it really does matter if you lose belly fat and if you do a little more physical activity. Both of those things decrease your blood sugar and decrease your complication rates. So I think it is, how do I say this, Darlene, but it is really important for you to try and get your blood sugar and your hemoglobin A1C under control, because you'll feel healthier in the long run.
Okay, Darlene, thank you. Now listen, if you have a question for Dr. Mike, you can just email it to us at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, and we'll get the answer on, and you'll be ready to roll. All right, Dr. Gary Ginsberg is up next. He's our toxicologist. What may cause your skin rash? Could be something involving a lotion or a deodorant. How about school lunches? Are we making any progress in making school lunches for the kids any better? And the smog-fighting green buildings of the future and more with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi. Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.